I'm Alan Lytle with the WUKY News In-Depth Report. Chances are, if you live in central Kentucky, you have spent a day at Keeneland, and you've probably heard the races called by the track announcer, Kurt Becker. WUKY's Horse Capital reporter, Samantha Letterman, recently spent some time with the voice of Keeneland, getting to know a little bit more about what it takes to do what he does.
As surely as the leaves turn on the trees, the Keeneland spring and fall meets seem to bookend winter and summer in Lexington with a comforting inevitability. And with the same unfailing regularity, it's always Becker's voice we hear calling the races. But it hasn't always been that way.
I came here in the spring of 1997 to be the track announcer and was the first in the track's history, despite the fact the track actually opened in 1936. When Keeneland was founded, the founders said they wanted racing as it was meant to be, and they said racing was not meant to have an announcer. So they operated here for 60 years with no track call. By the 1990s, the board of directors reassessed. We probably should have a track caller to describe the action. So that was how it came about, and so this is my 23rd season.
The announcer's booth, about the size of an average stable, is perched on the rooftops at the very top of the grandstand, in between both finishing lines, with a commanding bird's-eye view of the track laid out below. It really is the proverbial best seat in the house. The side looking out to the track is floor-to-ceiling glass. The rest is sound-absorbing grey carpet, and it's sparsely decorated with a stand-up desk, ironically no seat, a live TV monitor, and two phones. Once the race starts, Becker is laser-focused and old-school. Binoculars glued to his face, glancing momentarily every now and then at his notes, he paces the window, watching and calling the action.
Pair to the top of the short stretch, War Eagle's Love, Casper's Run come next as they turn for home, Abby and Pink, and Spearette still going at it, battling for the lead, coming to the final.
He wears a wireless headset that allows him to move around, but there's a light switch on the wall that turns his mic on and off.
Spearette, who has the lead, chased by Abby and Pink, but Spearette in front of length. Spearette.
When I've got the binoculars up, I am in control. I know where I'm going, I know where I'm looking, and I know where I'm going to go look next. So if I want to be at the front of the field, I can. If I see a horse that perhaps is in some traffic trouble, and if the jockey has to snatch up the reins and put the brakes on the horse, I can drop back if I see that out of the corner of my eye and document that for the crowd. As long as I'm looking straight through the binoculars at the horses myself, I'm in complete control.
Although I assumed Keeneland must rank up there amongst the holy grail of the racetrack announcing gigs, Becker actually called the Kentucky Derby in the late 90s when he was the track announcer at Churchill Downs. But that doesn't mean he's in any way blasé about his job at Keeneland.
There isn't a day that goes by when I don't get nervous or uptight. Keeneland, because of what Keeneland means to the sport of thoroughbred racing, frankly, what it means to central Kentucky and to Lexington, I get very nervous every day. I don't care if it's races or sales here. I am amazed at the talent level of the people around me, and frankly, I don't want to let them down, and the adrenaline starts to flow, and the confidence level rises, and hopefully bring my A-game to what I do.
Becker has been bringing his A-game to Keeneland for almost a quarter of a century, and it's practically impossible to imagine anyone else calling races there. Eventually, though, Becker acknowledges that he'll have to step down, and he'd like to be remembered for
understatement.
Ride by carry over approximately $2,844. Reminder, John Court.
There's a tendency, and perhaps it's because of social media, to want to be flamboyant, perhaps, maybe at times, as sportscasters and announcers, we all fall into that trap of thinking, wow, there's a big moment on the horizon, and I'm going to be the announcer, and people are going to listen to this call for years to come. I believe it is best not to go down that path.
In the meantime, if you didn't make it out to Keeneland this meet, you can catch Becker announcing at the auctions at Keeneland in November and January. From the best seat in the house at Keeneland, for 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Letterman.
And you can hear the longer director's cut of Samantha Letterman's interview with Kurt Becker at our website at WUKY.org.